It's not a new idea. Schools are limited when it comes to where they can go for money. The property tax is usually the choice, but it's been decades since voters approved a tax hike for District 186. That hasn't stopped supporters from trying again. Shelley Tulipana told the school board she's worried that if the district continues to cut teachers and programs to make ends meet, students will be increasingly negatively affected. That includes her child, who she says has performed poorly in school since the Capital College Preparatory Academy he was attending closed last school year.
I'm telling you this with the hopes that you will not let this happen to other families and students. We all know that the state and federal governments are not going to bail us out of this mess. This is up to us as a community. This is not about politics or you asking to raise taxes. We are asking that you give us, as parents and concerned community members, the chance to let voters decide. Let us have the chance to convince our friends and neighbors that investing in our schools is a benefit to the whole community.
Bob Hill is the district's interim superintendent. He served previously in the role before retiring in 2002. He also warns that money is getting dangerously low. He says District 186 has a history of tapping out its budget reserves when state and local funding isn't enough. But those days are gone, says Hill.
Every year you go out making cuts, the cuts hurt worse, they touch more kids, and they impact program in significant ways. The question we can ask isn't so much what do we do next year, but most people believe there's a lot of fat in this budget and we could cut the fat out, and then you've heard politicians say we're past the fat and we're into the bone. So we're past the fat and approaching the bone very closely now, and if you have to do this in next year, you'll really be into the bone. There's no question about that.
But Hill also says he knows from prior experience that getting a referendum to pass would be difficult. Board member Scott McFarlane noted at the last meeting, as did others, that the expected $4.7 million shortfall the district faces for the coming school year could be made even larger if the state decides to fund school districts at a lower amount than last year. McFarlane says if a tax referendum is to be sought, the board needs to make that decision as soon as possible so the word can get out.
My request is, no matter what we do, we decide as a board, are we moving forward with this? And if so, when? Because that will decide the fundraising, that will decide the campaigning, the door knocking, and everything else is going to be enclosed in doing this.
There's also another proposal to raise funds. Adam Lopez, the board's vice president, says he wants to see a countywide sales tax referendum go on the ballot. State law allows county voters to hike the sales tax to benefit repair and construction of school buildings. That means, if approved, the money brought in would be earmarked and limit how districts could use it. An attempt in Sangamon County failed in 2010. WUIS asked all the District 186 board members if they support either idea. 5 of the 7 responded. 2 say they are against higher property taxes, 1 favors that plan, and the rest say they are still undecided which referendum would be best, if any. Supporters of the property tax referendum say it would cost the average homeowner about $120 extra per year. It's not clear when or if the board will take a decisive vote on the issue. I'm Rachel Otwell.